NFL agent A.J. Stevens, a guest with Ari Myroff on his YouTube football show. So he was asked, he's done a lot of these deals. He was asked his most memorable contract that he's negotiated. He brought up a few of them from around the league, but this one took the cake for him.
The one that might be the most memorable for me, though, and because of the way that Brian Murphy, our CEO, pushed us at the beginning of it, is Daniel Jones.
All right, so he talks about the process of getting the Daniel Jones contract.
I will never forget, I was on the golf course on a Saturday morning thinking I was, you know, free and clear for the weekend. I get a call and he says, hey, I have this master plan. We're going to send a proposal to the Giants on Monday. It's going to be a whole history of the quarterback market and where Daniel fits into it.
The whole history. So what does that exactly mean?
So I spent the next 72 hours building out a 42-page manifesto, I think the Giants called it, that gave a history of the quarterback position since 2010-ish. And eventually a proposal. So you had to read through 41 pages to actually see our first proposal to the Giants.
42 pages of the history of NFL contracts.
Or you could skip to the, you know, you don't have to read every
That's
page.
That's true.
You can go to the end.
That is very true. And he does
42 pages add up to $42 million guaranteed.
Yeah, 4 years, $160 million, right?
Was yeah, but he ended was? Up getting 80, I think, right. I think it was $82 million guaranteed, 41 and 41 the first 2 years right. of that four-year contract.
He did acknowledge how nuts everything was.
It was absurd at the time. Looking back, it's still absurd, but it inevitably got us to the point where we did a buzzer-beater deal where there were seconds left before the deadline when we got his contract done. So that one was super.
Now, I don't know if he means the contract is absurd or the way they went about it with the document, the 42-page manifesto.
I think a lot of the, like, Scott Boras does that for his clients.
Does he?
Yeah.
Puts
the whole thing together and, you know, it tries to explain why his client is worth so much money and why a team should sign his
client. I mean, that's an agent doing work for his client. There's some that don't have to do anything for their clients because they very coveted. Yeah. And there's others who need to write a 42-page manifesto to convince you to give Daniel Jones $40 million a year.
Like Boras's, his whole deal, he's got analytics guys working for him. He's got all sorts of people working for his agency. And, you know, their job is to get as much money as they possibly can for their clients so the agency survives.